Thousands of anti-government protesters have clashed with riot police in Bahrain. Police in the capital have fired tear gas to disperse crowds in the capital. At least 50 people have been killed since unrest began in February. Well, for more, I can now cross live to Saeed Hadi Al-Massawi. He's a member of the opposition who was at the protests earlier today, joining me now from Manama. Now, as I say, you were there at the protests. Did you feel in any way that you were risking your life, bearing in mind that people have died in protests over the last few months there in Bahrain?
Actually, anyone try to participate in protests in Bahrain can be dangerous because the riot police forces, they don't care of people's life and they don't even care of how they treat them. They don't just prevent you or warning you, but they shoot on your body as well. And this is what's happened in Bahrain on 22nd of last June when they about to kill Sheikh Ali Salman, the general secretary of Al-Wufaq, and one person, his name Ali Al-Muwali, being severely injured, and still he's in the hospital until now.
Why are the police cracking down so hard? Is it because the protests are becoming more and more violent?
Unfortunately, they know very well that our protests and our marches and our gathering is totally peaceful, and they admit that they know that when we apply for not for a permission, just we acknowledge them or giving them the notice, they know that the thousands of people comes to our protest and they come peacefully, they participate peacefully, and they leave peacefully. But nowadays, and since 13th of June, they start refusing our application to protest peacefully for unknown reason.
Just tell me, why are you protesting? What are you angry about? What are the main issues?
As you know, since 14th of February 2011, the people in Bahrain, starts by the youth, when they called for gathering in the roundabout or per roundabout, and peacefully they called for reforms and calling for a real democracy in our country. And then for 1 month, everybody was practicing their activities peacefully. But after that, on 15th of March, the government, they started their crackdown and they killed people and they prevent people by from taking their rights to protest or to shout or to have their freedom of expression. Lots of people being killed, lots of people being injured, and they jailed more than 2,929, according to BICI report.
Is there any indication, sorry to interrupt, we haven't got a lot of time, is there any indication that the government will respond to your calls for reforms?
The problem that the government have, or the authorities, let's say, and between two brackets, that the ruling family, still they did not prepare themselves for the people demands. And we are calling for example, for elected government. And we are calling for fair electoral district. We are calling for an independent judiciary. So we are not calling for something ununderstandable by the international global world. Everybody knows that the people would like to have better life. They want to have fairness in their life. But
okay, just briefly, Saeed. We've seen the US come out strongly against regimes in the Arab world when there have been large-scale public demonstrations. Haven't heard much from Washington over this. Indeed, we haven't heard much from the international media about these protests in Bahrain. Why is that?
There is a big conflict by the American intention to help the Arab uprising. In Bahrain, there is a very big issue. You know that Saudi Arabia is so close to us, and the relationship between USA and Saudi Arabia is very strong. and the Fifth Fleet in our country as well. So the complication here in our country can't be compared with the regime, for example, in Syria, which has no good relationship between the United States and the regime there.
All right, but just briefly, I've got to ask you, could we see a Syria-like scenario developing there in Bahrain, just very briefly?
I don't believe that the American will help us in this issue like what they do for Syria, but I think they can take a right role to recommend or to help our authorities here not to keep things going worse and worse, and the country is losing lots of things in economic and social and safety and security and everything in development. So the American can do lots of things by telling their friends here to be fair and logic by dealing with our demands.
Sayed Hadi Al-Moussaoui, former MP there in Bahrain, thank you very much indeed for your time. Thanks for joining us.